There really wasn't much riding on the success of the video.
Don't get into those cars. Your children's future, the climate, the earth is at stake.
But beneath a playful surface, says writer-director Ben Zolno, there was a clear and serious intention.
Climate change and resource depletion, things like that, can be a really scary thing. And so instead of going at the message with, hey, you need to do this for the environment and get people really nervous about it, it's not the kind of motivation we were going for. We wanted to do something really fun and really silly to promote something that's a really great tool that does save people money and time and serious CO2 emissions.
That something is Karma, a real-time ride-sharing smartphone app that the Climate Protection Campaign unveiled for the North Bay earlier this year. Barry Vesser, the CPC's deputy director and a featured member of the cast, says the meaningful message helped recruit his co-stars.
The most important goal of this was to get Karma carpooling out into our community more. And we thought people who use social media, who are known in the public around Sonoma County, would be really good people. And we were really fortunate that these people are all game. Katie Jackson stepped in and she was willing. Marcy Smothers. Marcy had like three other things going the day we shot. And she showed up right on time, did her lines perfectly. And of course, Jake.
That would be Roanoke Park City Councilman Jake McKenzie.
My job was to drive our car down to Santa Rosa, and they had a little video camera set up inside the cabin. And then I was supposed to follow a script driving down the road and extolling the virtues off Karma.
Karma app's a ride-sharing tool. It's a great way to save on gas money.
But Zolno also wanted to create an entertaining frame for that message, so he went for a surefire plot device.
Time travel. I mean, the idea of Karma in general is I need a ride right now. So I mean, it's ride sharing that you don't have to plan a long time ahead. How can we really emphasize the now and poke fun of ourselves a little bit as well? These guys start off the video pretty anti-environmentalist when it comes to their own ride-sharing habits, and then they teach themselves through the future how to do it.
Accomplishing that required body doubles, remotely operated cameras, even a short musical interlude.
Let's do the time warp again!
It's amazing how that resonates with people. Like, it's in their mental map. It just instantly registers. And I think those are really great things to have in video, these touchstones from your past that are reutilized in some ways.
Zolno actually wrote and produced the entire video from afar. He was in New Zealand the whole time. But he credits the local crew, and especially leading men Vesser and Santa Rosa attorney Chris Costin, with bringing the critical spirit to the project.
You know, the thing is enthusiasm. You just bring your enthusiasm and say, all right, how can we make this realistic but ridiculous at the same time? And it ended up coming through pretty well, I think.
The future of carpooling is now.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.